Hi, my name is Sarah Cooley. I'm a program manager on the Hyper-V team, and I work with Windows Container Documentation and Community Management. I wanted to take a minute today to show you what we're doing with documentation and how you can get involved in the Windows Container community. Okay, so I wanted to show you guys a little bit of our Windows Container documentation. So first, we have all of the various quick start guides for how you can get containers running in your environment. So you can run containers on Azure, in a new Hyper-V virtual machine, that's one of the easier experiences, or in an existing technical preview 3 server core virtual machine. So these two show you how to run Windows containers on bare metal or in your own virtual machine. And we have a couple of different management interfaces such as PowerShell and Docker. So let's just quickly scroll through getting containers running in Azure. All of our guides give you a quick introduction to your requirements and all of the other installation options, and then a walkthrough of how you get started. So this shows you how to create virtual machines, how to open up ports in Azure, and then finally a running Windows Server container on Technical Preview 3 in an Azure virtual machine. We've even included video quick start guides in the documentation. So let's go through the quick start for Docker. So you can see that we have both a quick overview of how you get started with containers. We get a lot of questions about how you use containers. So the first introduction is just a little overview of different commands you can run and what container management looks like. So how you list images, what the difference is between a running container and a container image, and a little bit about how different images preserve your file structure and the applications running inside of it. And then after the introduction to containers, we show you how to containerize a default application. In this case, we're going to set up a web server. So all of these instructions show you how to run Nginx, which is a simple web server, inside of a container, and then create your own unique image. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty clear walkthrough. But once you're done, what happens after that? Well, we give you a couple of options. First off, we have a reference section where you can see more information. So this breadcrumb is kind of funky, but just so you can see how you can navigate around the site, we have a reference section that has a little bit more information, including a complete PowerShell reference for PowerShell APIs, a quick comparison of PowerShell to Docker containers, and a page detailing applications that we've tested inside a Windows container. And if you still want to get more involved in the community, or you have particular questions about your deployment, we have a community resource page, which gives you links to our forums, gives you links to GitHub, both for the Docker project that we've been working on with the Docker people, and also to our documentation site, some of our featured content and presentations and blogs. And here is our forums. As you can see, we actually have quite a few questions. We've been monitoring the forums very closely. So if you ask a question, we'll probably get an answer fairly quickly, and then you can get going with whatever project you are working on. And I keep mentioning community kind of in passing. Here's our GitHub site for documentation. So I just walked you through the doc site. I hope there are no typos, but if you found one, for example, you could submit a pull request exactly like you would with any other open source project on Docker Hub. There are a lot of instructions for how to do that. And the folder structure exactly matches our documentation. So here's that PowerShell overview I showed you a few seconds ago. If you wanted to, you could come here and you could submit a pull request and change the content. We could review it and you could help us with documentation. You can submit samples. So we have samples for both Hyper-V and for Windows containers. Here's a Minecraft container, for example. So here's a PowerShell script showing you how to run a containerized Minecraft server. And there are numerous other samples. So if any of that's interesting, I hope to see you on either the forums or in GitHub. Thank you.